Hello, you guys. Hello and welcome to another episode of Fangirl Report with your host, Emma Heron, your very own certified fangirl. Now, you might be noticing a couple of things today. First of all, it's episode 9. This is our last single-digit episode. That is so exciting. I know it's technically only episode 3 on YouTube. However, I don't care. This is episode 9. And I'm very excited to be here. So as I was saying, you might notice a couple of things that are different. I have Mr. Pete here. Mr. Pete is snuggling with me today. I don't know how long he's going to stay here. But we're going to appreciate the time that he is with us today. Oh my God, I love him. But he keeps freaking drilling his nails into my leg. And I know it's all out of love. Look at him. This is absolutely ridiculous. Hold on. Let me get him to purr. And then I'm going to... I don't know if you can hear that, but it's so cute. I love him so much. Oh my God. If you have a cat, you'll understand. Anyways, there is nothing quite like a bond between a girl and her boy cat. My point stands. He's literally the love of my life. Anyways, so that's first of all. Second of all, we have a couple of new things going on around in our video setup today. So if you are listening via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, what have you, let me do a little audio description of what we've got going on here. So, ow, stop doing that. Good Lord. Anyways. So I've got a little Grogu puppet here that my bestie Jennifer got for me. And next to little Grogu puppet, we have a Pedro Pascal Jesus candle. Now, I've had this. Like, I've been having this since, I think, before the podcast even started. So why it hasn't been in the setup until now is beyond me. I'm not really quite sure. So, of course, we've got the Pedro blanket. This is, like, the Pedro Pascal side of the room here. Now... I know, we don't have Niall. Ow, stop! Hey, bitch. We don't have Niall here today. And I'm sorry about it. We're just gonna have to, we'll roll with it, okay? So I've got my karaoke mic and I've got my little disco ball here. And that's that. Another thing that you might be noticing right now is you are probably thinking to yourself, Emma, you have never looked more radiant, gorgeous, fantastic, delicious, beautiful, irresistible, stunning before. This is the most stunning person I've ever seen in my life. And you would be correct because I did get another haircut. Oh my God, you guys. I have never felt more myself in my entire life. This is the haircut that I should have had all 24 years of my life, but here we are. So let me tell you the story, because I know you're like, you literally just got a haircut, like what's going on with that? Let me tell you what happened. Okay, so I discovered this girl on TikTok. Her name is Liza's Locks, or Liza Locks, or something like that. Her name is Liza, and she is a hairstylist downtown Toronto. And she's all about doing like wavy, like loves layers. And she's all about giving people like low maintenance cuts. So like just good cuts that don't take a lot to take care of, right? It's just kind of effortless, kind of nice. Anyways, she's so popular on TikTok. She's like has hundreds of thousands of followers. And I really, really loved her content. And I'm like, we need to get into this. And so... of course, since she's so popular on TikTok right now, her books are constantly full. So I joined the waiting list before I cut any of my hair off to see what the tea was. And so basically, anytime there would be like a cancellation or something, a text would go out to everybody on the waiting list saying, that is the loudest car I've ever heard in my entire life. Anyways, so whenever a text went out about a cancellation, it would say, hey, the appointment you requested may be available now. And so you would go on, it would be one time, like one slot available, but somebody would always get to it before me. And so it was just kind of like a battle for a couple weeks. And then I'm like, that's it. I need to get this hair off of my head. So that's when I went to that hair salon that was near my work on my lunch break. I went and I just got so super standard, straight across cut and some wispy little curtain bangs, which was so cute. I loved it and I loved having my hair short, but it was just a little bit too, a little bit too prim and proper for me, a little too blunt for me, so I wanted some layers, some movement, some texture to it, right? So I was able to get an appointment for yesterday at 5 p.m., which was, it literally could not have worked out any better because it's on the weekend, so I don't have to be out of work for it. And I sometimes have, like, the paint events. I sometimes teach the... Whoa. Let's rewind a few seconds there. I usually teach paint classes on Saturday afternoons, which I didn't have one scheduled for yesterday, but even if I did, I wouldn't have been, I would, oh my God, I cannot speak. Let's take a breath here. Even if I did have a paint event scheduled for yesterday afternoon, I would have been able to go after. So regardless, it worked out so perfectly. I met her, and we hit it off so hard. She is so funny, and we talked about the podcast a little bit, and she was so fantastic, and she gave me this delicious haircut. I, like, seriously, you guys, I literally have been nonstop fussing over it ever since I got home last night, and so I gave it a little bit of a curl, and you guys, like, seriously, I... hardly, because usually when my hair is long, I would have to section it off, like go really neatly to curl it. This, I literally grabbed random pieces, curled it up, and it is so effortless, and I could literally do whatever I want to it and it will look good. Like, I could pull it up into like a little clip with no worry in the world, and it's gonna look good. Oh, are you leaving us today? Okay, well, say goodbye to the people. Pete, say goodbye to the people. Okay, he's gonna do his thing. So I've literally been nonstop fussing over it, and I did commit to the bangs, which I'm so happy that I did. And yeah, so Liza, if you're watching this, shout out to you, girl. I'm obsessed with you. You're gonna be my hairstylist for the rest of my life. So I hope you're prepared for that commitment. And if you want to come on the pod, let me know. You're welcome. We can talk about our manifestations together. Anyways, so that is, you may have noticed that that's different, and I would like you all, every single person who is watching this, I would like a comment about how good it looks, and if you are listening via Apple Podcasts or Spotify, Amazon, what have you, I'm gonna need you to pop over to the YouTube, take a look, and leave a comment, tell me how much you love it. Thank you so very much. But yeah, literally completely obsessed. And again, I have never felt more me in my entire life. So yay. Oh my God. So yeah, I had to talk about that. Let me take a look at the outline. Let's see what we've got going on today. Okay, so that was my first life update, was my haircut. My second life update for you guys is, so as you know, me and the girls have been doing every Friday, we're like doing some sort of workout class on ClassPass. And so we've been doing a little bit of Pilates, but this week we decided to do a beginner hip hop class at Studio North. And I loved it so much. It was definitely a little bit harder than I expected, because I've definitely talked about it, that I was a dancer when I was a kid, and it was so much fun. I loved doing it. I love my dance classes. And so it really brought me back, and it is absolutely something that I have to introduce to my like weekly routine. So whatever that is, I have to keep going back because I loved it so much. But guys, let me tell you, there was so much like jumping and like crouching and squatting in the routine that we were taught. My thighs hurt so bad, and like my glutes, like I don't know why, like I can't even go up and down the stairs. It's ridiculous. So I definitely have to build my way back up to that, build my tolerance again, because oh my God. But it was so much fun. I had a great time, and it's just like, because we went out to dinner after at this really adorable Italian place. It was so good. And just like being able to sit down and be like, oh, we just came from dance, like I just love that, right? So there's one class that on Thursdays that I would love to start doing every week, and it's like a jazz funk kind of vibe, but don't let it fool you. It's like very pop, very slay, very, it's the moment, you know what I mean? So I can't do it this upcoming Thursday because I've got plans with the girls, but after that, I think it's going to be my new Thursday thing to do those dance classes, and then on Friday, we'll continue to do various workout classes, various Pilates, various HIIT, various whatever we may be doing. And overall, so that was our third Friday just doing something. And while there's not necessarily any visual differences yet, I'm feeling really good. And so I've been doing better at not necessarily counting my calories, but just being more mindful of what I'm eating, trying my very best to cut out soda. It is so difficult, but I'm getting there, and just cutting out sugar in general. So I did go to Starbucks today, but I got sugar-free vanilla syrup, so I'm a whole new woman. So if you're having a hard time spotting me, it's because I had sugar-free vanilla syrup today in my coffee. So if you're needing to send out a search party for my waist, you might want to go ahead and do that. Thank you. So just overall feeling good, feeling very active, feeling very productive recently, just doing so many things. And yeah, that's my life update number two. Gonna be getting into dance classes. Very excited about it. And what else do we got today on the agenda? Oh my God, yesterday was Harry Styles' birthday. I think he just turned 31. So happy 31st birthday, Harry Edward Styles. I love you. If you're listening to this, watching this, hello. Oh my God, I hate myself. Anyways, so yesterday was Harry's birthday. I did post about it on TikTok if you saw it. And it had me reminiscing so hard on like Love on Tour and just when Harry's House came out in general, which I think last week I was talking about the Harry show, or at some point I was talking about the Harry concert that I went to. And I think I was saying that it was in 2023. It was not. The Love on Tour shows was 2022, because I was putting together like a little compilation video for TikTok of my Toronto Night One show, and I had to go back to August 2022. I could have sworn those shows were in 2023, but it wasn't. And I just feel like that's a little crazy. So anyways, was really reminiscing over that because I'm so grateful that I had the privilege to go to three shows, because I know tickets were not easy to get. So we went to both of the Toronto shows. And then, as I mentioned a little bit, we went to New York City for Madison Square Garden night two. And I don't know if I even spoke about this, but at that show, he did play Madison. I don't think I spoke about that. Yes, guys, at MSG night two, Harry did play Madison at the end of the night. Yes, I know, no flash photography, please. Yes, I did hear Madison live. And yes, it did change my life. What is going on? Why am I getting buzzes right now? Anyways, so yeah. So please, no flash photography. I did hear Madison live. And it was an out-of-body experience, because if you guys have had the opportunity to hear it live, it is unbelievable, because the fucking guitar, or whatever it is, it's like, like, it's unbelievable hearing that live. It was no joke. And I don't know, like, if it was just a good crowd or something, or if he just randomly decided to play it. I don't know what it was. But I'm very happy that he did, because it was seriously the most out-of-body experience I think I've ever had. I was next to my sister. We heard a da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up right now. We were wailing. I'm gonna try to pull it up. You know what, guys? Actually, I can't believe I didn't even think about this. I'm so surprised that I haven't spoke about this yet. And if I have, please let me know. I could be absolutely out of my mind. But wow. And I know one of my friends, Julie, hi Miss Julie, got to hear Fine Line. Oh, so good. I think this is it.
Oh,
Wow. And I'm so upset because I didn't get a video of it because we had no idea if it was going to happen or not. And then all of a sudden, like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up right now. What do you mean he played medicine at my show? What do you mean by that? It's unbelievable. I can't. What's this? Yeah, that was unreal. That was so much fun. And yes, it was a very stressful trip having to drive and be in New York for 48 hours, but I think it was worth it. And yeah, that was crazy. So yeah, Harry's birthday just had me reminiscing over that. So happy belated Harry Day, Harry Styles, happy belated birthday. And you know, it just had me reminiscing over that. And the way that I can't believe that that was in 2022 and not 2023. I know it's not that big of a deal, but still, you guys just don't get it. So anyways, that is pretty much all of kind of my recent life updates and what's been going on. And one thing that I did want to do is, like I mentioned last week, I wanted to go over my monthly Apple Music replay kind of thing, but it has not been released yet, so I fear that that is going to be a next episode situation. So whatever that schedule is that Apple Music releases it, we'll get on that, and then it will become like a monthly routine that we go over the previous month music trends. However, that information is not available to me yet, so please stay posted on that, but it is something that I would love to start doing. I need a small coffee break. There you go. I think about the TikTok all the time of, I don't even know what I'm saying, but I don't even know what it is, but she's like, this is my favorite sound. And me too, like, girl, that's my favorite song. Did y'all hear that? That was crazy. I don't even know if y'all heard that, whatever. It was like a... Y'all have to be hearing that right now. I think it's the pipes. Because, as y'all know, I live in, like, a small apartment building. It's very old, and we're on, like, the very bottom, so we hear everything. So whenever somebody's having a shower, you can hear it. Which, whatever. It's cheap rent. Who am I to complain? Anyways, so the real stuff that I wanted to talk about today is something. What the fuck is that? Guys, what? That is crazy. I am so sorry. I've literally, in my almost 3 years of living in this building, I've never heard that song in my, that song. I've never heard that sound in my entire life. That is wild. I greatly apologize for that. Anyways, something that I have been falling back into, a hyperfixation that I have been revisiting this week in particular, is Marvel. Specifically, Bucky Barnes. Specifically, James Buchanan Barnes. Specifically, Winter Soldier. So, oh my god, I don't even remember really how this came to be, but I think a stray James Buchanan Barnes edit got thrown into my TikTok For You page. And wow, I can't believe that's ever a train that I fell off of, because wow. Because y'all just, okay, I know y'all get it. I know you do. Sebastian Stan is, oh my god, I can't even. He's so good. And Captain America, The Winter Soldier, is one of the top Marvel films of all time. Specifically for, and I know y'all know, the highway scene. I know that you know. When he like falls and he's like metal arms scraping and he's like dragging it into the road. Yeah, I know that you guys know. And when his freaking mask comes off, I know that you know. I don't have to explain myself. I know you know. And then Steve Rogers, Bucky. Who the hell is Bucky? I know that you know. So I have been falling back into my Bucky Barnes era, which, I mean, in turn, obviously turns into me getting back into my Marvel era as a whole. So I'm been cultivating a list of Marvel films that I need to get back into and to rewatch, which obviously number one is Captain America the Winter Soldier. I would also love to get back into the Avengers films because, okay, Avengers, like the first one, I've spoken about this before. I've seen it over and over again. But Avengers Age of Ultron, I've only seen it like once. And that one is, I think I need to like redigest that one. And it just needs to happen. And so, and you know who else I love? Freaking Sam Wilson. Anthony Mackie's Sam Wilson, the Falcon. I'm sorry, he probably has one of the best characters in the MCU. And if you disagree, you can go. Thank you. He's just so funny. And, oh my god, you know what I need to get back into? I need to get back into, what is it even called? Falcon and the Winter Soldier? Is that what the show is called? Because I've only watched through it one time. And I need to get back into that because it's actually, like I said, because I liked that one stray Bucky Barnes edit that ended up on my For You page. Of course, I've been getting other clips from that show and just other Bucky clips in general. Why is that show so funny? I need to get back into it. Because there's this one where Sam is talking about the big three. And he's like, what do you mean the big three? He's like, the big three. He's like, what is the big three? And it's like, what is it? It's like cyborgs, wizards, and something else. And he's like, we're always fighting one of the three. And Bucky is like, who are you fighting now, Gandalf? And Sam is like, how do you know about Gandalf? And Bucky's like, I read The Hobbit in 1947 when it first came out. Like, it's just so good. It's just so good. And I think I need to get back into that because it's, dare I say, the two best characters in the MCU in their own show. I know, and listen, I know I've had my large, huge, mega hyperfixations about Loki, the series, and how that's the best show, which I will still die on that hill. It is still one of the best shows, but something about Bucky right now is just really hitting the spot. Something about Sam and Bucky right now is really hitting the spot, and I can just feel myself entering that era of my life again, and which is so good because I already have so many Marvel things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have, like, my, okay, wow, I haven't talked about this yet. I have been collecting Pop Funkos since I was like, oh god, I don't know, 16 maybe, so since like 2016-ish, and so I have gotten so many, like, Marvel Funkos as gifts over the years. So I've got Bucky, Ant-Man, I've got the Falcon, I've got literally so many, and they've just been sitting away in bins. Like, some of them are at home in Sarnia, some of them are in a bin here. I have a couple of them on display, like, of course, Sylvie from the Loki series is on display, but, and I have just so many little knickknacks all over the place. I've got, like, a little stack of comic books. I, like, this shit was my life. Like, I was deep in the Marvel phase in probably 2015, 2016-ish. And, of course, like, Marvel has been something that's been, like, a base obsession, if that makes any sense. So it's, like, as I've gone through, like, different eras of my life, Marvel has been one of, like, the really consistent ones up until, like, recently. And I couldn't even tell you what it's been replaced with. I couldn't even really tell you. But, yeah, I can just feel it. So, of course, I've talked about how back in 2012, 2013, like, whenever the first Avengers movie was on cable or satellite, bitch, I would be sitting down and watching that whole movie start to finish. And you know what we should do? Stop. This is so spontaneous. But you know how we did the BuzzFeed quizzes about how, like, what sitcom characters we are? I fear that we're going to have to do the same thing with Marvel. What Marvel character are you? Quiz. And let's see if there's... Yeah, there is a BuzzFeed quiz. Okay. I'm going to do a little screen recording here so that we can do this together. Yeah, this is so much fun. And then we can do it together. This is so exciting. Which Marvel character are you internally? And which are you externally? I don't know if this quiz is going to be any good, but we're going to do it anyway. Here's the deal. Below are a series of questions designed to determine which Marvel Cinematic Universe character you're most like when you're with yourself, aka on the inside, and which one you're most like when you present yourself to the world, aka the outside. That's kind of fun. Once you get your result, be sure to share it in the comments below. See, I love being able to do stuff like this on video because I can literally take you guys through it. This is so exciting. Like, this is one thing that was definitely missing before we got the pod on YouTube. First, choose a vacation spot. We've got Santorini, Honolulu, Bangkok, Paris, San Francisco, and New York City. Now, here's the thing. I'm literally wearing a New York City shirt right now. I actually just thrifted this, and please sound off at how cute it is. It's so cute. I don't know why somebody would thrift this. Anyways, while I would say New York City, Santorini is in Greece, right? Like, I'm not going completely insane. I'm literally searching it up. Yeah, it's in Greece, right? It has to be. Whatever, we're just going to say that it is. If it isn't, sorry about it. Greece is, like, my number one dream vacation spot or just dream travel spot in general. I love Greece. I love the food. I love the architecture. I love the art. I love the history. I'm literally obsessed with all. So we're gonna go Santorini. Next question. Pick something to eat for breakfast. Scrambled eggs, pancakes, yogurt and granola, cereal, avo toast, and then bacon, egg and cheese sandwich. I'm gonna go avo toast. I really do, and I don't have it as often as I should. Because, listen, first of all, avocados are expensive, and I feel like it's an Olympic fucking sport to purchase avocados that are, like, in the right phase of life. Like, why is it either hard as a rock or brown and gross and disgusting? So, it's just one of those things. What is a quality you look for in a best friend? Honesty, loyalty, good sense of humor, ambition, confidence, a sense of adventure. I'm going to say good sense of humor. I'm just a girl who loves to laugh. You know what I mean? Which MCU origin movie is your favorite so far? Iron Man, Thor, Captain America the First Avenger, Guardians of the Galaxy, Black Panther, or Captain Marvel? This is genuinely such a hard question for me because Iron Man is my childhood. Like, I've talked about it before, I went to see Iron Man 3 in theaters, like, and Iron Man was always my very, 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 I'm literally having a stroke this episode. What is going on here? Iron Man has always been, like, my favorite childhood Marvel character, so, like, that's always a go-to for me. But then my Guardians of the Galaxy phase was unreal and unbelievable, and my Captain Marvel phase was also lethal, unbelievable, crazy. I literally dressed up as Captain Marvel to go to London, Ontario Comic Con. Hello? Oh, this is actually so difficult. Okay, I'm gonna say Iron Man just because it's, like, OG childhood favorite. You know what I mean? Like, it's classic. You can't go wrong. What the hell is going on? Okay. And which MCU TV show has been your favorite so far? Y'all, we were just talking about this. And guys, I have to be so dead honest with you right now. I have not seen Moon Knight. I have not seen Hawkeye. And I have not seen Ms. Marvel. Like, the series. That is disgraceful because I think Oscar Isaac is Moon Knight, right? Girl, why have I not gone into that? It's total fork in the road here. I saw Triple Frontier with Pedro Pascal in it, and Oscar Isaac is in it. Yeah, we're getting on the Oscar Isaac train. Anyways, listen, I know we were just talking all high and mighty about Bucky Barnes and Sam Wilson. However, I am going to go Loki. Just because I know season one was bad. I know I've said it before, season one was bad. But it is still, like, one of my very favorite pieces of Marvel media that ever was created. So we are going to go Loki for this one. Next, choose somebody to fight crime with. Mark Ruffalo, Benadryl Cucumber, Samuel L. Jackson, Tessa Thompson, Elizabeth Olsen, and Zoe Saldana. Listen, is this, like, okay, obviously this is, like, choosing one of, like, the celebrities and not their characters. You know what I mean? I don't know who I would fight crime with. I don't know. Because it's not like I would be fighting crime with Wanda. I would be fighting crime with Elizabeth Olsen. That's different. You know what I mean? And, like, I would be fighting crime with Mark Ruffalo, not the Hulk. You know what I mean? Okay, I think I'm gonna go Tessa Thompson, because she's a badass. And she's hot. So. Okay, next. Oh my god, you guys! Okay, pick a TV character to save from Thanos' snap. Christina Yang from Grey's Anatomy, Jake Peralta from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Arya Stark from Game of Thrones, Eric, whatever that is, from Sex Education, 11% Stranger Things, and Glenn Rhee from The Walking Dead. Obviously, guys, it's literally not even a question. It's literally not even a question. If there was a situation where for some reason I did not choose Jake Peralta from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I want you guys to come over here and beat the shit out of me. Thank you. So obviously Jake Peralta, not even a question. Oh my god, why does it keep like highlighting different, whatever. Okay. Next. Ooh, what's your go-to karaoke song? Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, Wannabe by the Spice Girls, Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. Guys, it's gonna be What Makes You Beautiful by One Direction. It's gonna be. And then there's About Damn Time by Lizzo and I Don't Do Karaoke. Again, if there's ever a situation where I choose I Don't Do Karaoke, come and beat me up. Seriously. Obviously, it's gonna be with the One Direction song. That's not a question. And finally, pick an MCU duo. I see here Thor and Loki, T'Challa, and I don't remember how to say her name. I'm sorry. Bucky and Steve, Korg and Miek. I'm terrible. I don't know these pronunciations, and it's kind of upsetting. Natasha and Clint and Peter and Ned. It's going to be Bucky and Steve. Whoa! Wow. Okay, let's read this. On the inside, you are like Captain Marvel. You're strong, precocious, and fearless. You're someone who will do anything to protect the people you love, especially your chosen family. Also, you tend to be very competitive with yourself. And on the outside, you're like Spider-Man. People often see you as a big kid at heart. You've been through a lot, but you don't let your own problems affect the people around you. I mean, like, yeah. Like, yeah, I guess so. That's so funny. Yeah, I'll take it. I feel like, though, I would be more of, like, a Captain Marvel on the outside. You know what I mean? Regardless, I think that's a great combination. Spider-Man, first of all, Peter Parker is so cute. Love that. And especially, okay, guys, okay, I'm about to ask a controversial question. Who is your favorite Spider-Man? Because mine is Andrew Garfield. And I know Nick gets very mad at that because he claims that, I don't even remember what his name is. Tobey Maguire is the best Spider-Man. Listen, I love a good Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. However, I personally grew up on Andrew Garfield Spider-Man. And like the Amazing Spider-Man movies with Emma Stone and all that good stuff. And Andrew Garfield is just in my heart forever, you know what I mean? So Andrew Garfield is my favorite, but I do love a good Tom Holland Spider-Man. And personally, I think that Tom Holland is the most accurately represented. What am I saying? I genuinely don't know. I think that Tom Holland is the most accurate Peter Parker that there has been so far. Like, just like personality wise, like the way he portrays the part and just kind of how he looks, I think he's been the most accurate. And I really do like those movies. So that is, I'll take that. I will take Spider-Man as an answer, and I will gladly take Captain Marvel as an answer too. Because as I said, my Captain Marvel phase was a little bit scary. It was, and I'm not going to deny that, because I literally, you guys, when I did Comic-Con, because obviously, me, and that's going to be, have to, that, seriously, guys, there's something the matter with me. I cannot speak. But anyways, as I was saying, there is going to have to be a whole nother episode on Comic-Cons, something is wrong with me. I think I need to go to the doctor. Anyways, there is going to have to be a whole episode on its own for Comic-Con and conventions in general, and I will absolutely bring Nick on for that, because we tend to do two major conventions a year, which is Comic-Con and Fan Expo, which are both in Toronto. We also, actually, we have just started also doing the Niagara Falls Comic-Con on the Saturday. And it is so much fun. And so much content comes from it because we do little vlogs for them as well. So, and there's always so much Marvel stuff and so much fun comic books and Funkos and other collectibles. And there's always amazing, well, not always, but there is frequently amazing celebrities that come down for them. And it's very exciting. And I think for the Toronto Comic Con coming up, there is something the matter with me. I think for the Toronto Comic Con coming up in March, the most exciting person so far is the one guy from Supernatural, Jared Padalecki or something like that. I know his name is Jared, but I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name right. So I think that is the most exciting celebrity that's been announced so far. So as I said, we're going to have our own episodes for this convention. So every time that we do one, that whatever weekend the podcast falls on, whatever weekend the Comic-Con falls on, the episode will definitely be about that and like about everything we saw, everything that we did. I don't remember how I got here. How did I start talking about this? I don't remember. Anyways, there's always lots of fun. Oh, I remember. Okay. So now that me and Nick have been doing the, like, we do it every single year, but before I met Nick, I would try to do the London, like I mentioned earlier, the London Comic-Con every year, which is never as big and never too much going on compared to the Toronto ones, but it was always so much fun because I would always dress up as whatever I was hyperfixating on at the time. So there was one year that I did Gillian Holtzman from the 2016 Ghostbusters with what's her name, Melissa McCarthy, and all those girlies, Kristen Wiig and all the good stuff, and Karen, what am I saying right now? I don't even know. Kate McKinnon's character, I'm literally in love with her in that movie. She's so funny, and I love Kate McKinnon in general. So her name in that movie is Gillian Holtzman, and at the time I had like really super short hair, which kind of like worked for her character. And I bought the whole Spirit Halloween Ghostbusters get up and I wore it, and it was so fun. Like, and I was only what, like, I don't know, 15 years old at the time. So that was super fun. And then the next year was my Captain Marvel phase. And I'm not even joking you, I literally bleached my whole head of hair blonde just so that I could do like the comic book version of Captain Marvel, because I literally bought like a $90 little like suit for it. And you know what, should we just try and find it right now? I don't really know if we should, because it's kind of embarrassing, but I know there is a picture that exists somewhere, and I think it's on my Snapchat. This might take me like a hot second to find though. First of all, let's look up when Captain Marvel came out. Captain Marvel came out, because that might help me, because it's in my Snapchat somewhere. Not the Marvels. I want Captain Marvel. Hello? Oh, it's right here. 2019. Really? Why did I feel like it came out earlier than that? All right, so we're probably looking at, I would imagine, the 2019 Comic-Con in London, but it also could be the 2020. But then, no, but then there was, like, there was COVID and all that shit. No, something's not adding up right now. Anyways, it really doesn't even matter that much. Okay, I'm in 2019 now. No, this adds up. This is adding up, because I remember I dressed up as her for Halloween, and I was in like 12X or something in high school, so I think this adds up. Or no, maybe it was 2018. You know what? No. I think no. There was a movie that came out, a Marvel movie that came out before Captain Marvel did, where Captain Marvel's pager was in the end credits scene, and that's when I started getting into like Captain Marvel as a character before the movie came out. So I think this was like a thing before, like, the Brie Larson movie ever even came out, which is cray cray. I'm gonna try and find it, you guys. I'm sorry. Because I think it's just important for the lore to really get into this. Guys, my Snapchat memories is full to the brim. I can never delete this app. I literally can never delete this app because there's so much on it. Because this literally was my camera roll for the longest time when I was in high school. Okay, we're in pink hair era right now. Yes, I had an era of my life where I had literally dyed my hair every color of the rainbow at one point. So I'm in the era where it was neon pink, which I really did love. It actually was really fun. Not even gonna lie. Okay, so oh my god. This is so funny. Why am I even doing this right now? I'm not even gonna look for it. Just imagine an 18 version of me with longer hair, no bangs, bleach blonde, untoned, brassy blonde hair that I did myself with a cheap ass little Captain Marvel suit. Yes, I wore it to Comic-Con and I wore it to school for Halloween. I wish I didn't, but that was the unfortunate reality of the situation. And so for other little, like, cosplays, I guess you could say, for conventions, I've done Sylvie from Loki, obviously. I have always wanted to do a Peggy. I have always wanted to do a Peggy for a Comic-Con. Like, what is it? Captain Carter? Yeah. Love her. I've always wanted to do that. What else have I done in the past? I don't even remember. I haven't done a ton of Marvel. Which needs to change, I think. Anyway, so Comic-Cons are always so much fun for Marvel stuff. There's so much stuff there. It is crazy. And it's also very good for Star Wars stuff because I would say that kind of Marvel and Star Wars do go hand in hand just because I feel like it's the same kind of level in terms of like fan base and stuff like that. And so I did not get into Star Wars until very recently. And it's so funny because for so long, I was like, no, I'm never going to watch Star Wars. It is so lame and so boring and I am not a nerd. And then I watched it and yeah, it's good. It is really good. Okay, leave me alone. And I love Ewan McGregor in it. And especially when he has his long hair in episode 2. Clone Wars, I think it was. No, Attack of the Clones. Thank you. Obi-Wan Kenobi and Attack of the Clones is delicious. Sorry. Said it. Sorry, not sorry. Okay? Just relax about it, please. And overall, it's just really good. Okay? So, it doesn't even matter. Okay? So, Star Wars is also really good. There's always tons of, like, Star Wars people that go. I know Ewan McGregor has done multiple Toronto conventions in the past, which I wish I was into it then so I could have met him, but it is what it is. And then there was one fan expo that I did in 2022. This would have been right after all the Harry shows. And we did a fan expo and Joseph Quinn in his Stranger Things era was there and I met him and got an autograph. And he was so sweet. Oh my god, I love Joseph Quinn. Don't even get me started right now. This isn't... No, actually, this does relate to Marvel. Oh my god, you guys, because Fantastic Four with Pedro Pascal and Joseph Quinn is coming out. Oh my god. Nobody talk to me when that movie comes out. I am going to be insufferable when that movie comes out. It's going to be disgusting. Because if you guys think that I'm like entering my Marvel era right now, it is not even going to be funny when that movie comes out. It is not even going to be funny. So I met Joseph Quinn. He was so lovely. And there was like a girl, she had to have been like 12 or 13, who was right in front of me because it was like autographs, right? So you would like go and he would be at a table and it would be like a line. Obviously, y'all know how it works. Anyways, so the girl in front of me, no older than 13 years old, was so excited that she was in tears in front of him. And he, like, grabs her hand and is like, no, it's okay. Like, what's your name? Blah, blah, blah. And his little cute little British accent. Love him. He was so sweet. And so I have his little autograph on my wall over there somewhere. And yeah, so when that movie comes out, you guys, especially because Pedro Pascal, I've seen like kind of like the filming photos from set where his like he's got like the gray hair. Guys, you can't talk to me when that movie comes out. Don't. I'm gonna need 2 weeks to recover from that movie. It's gonna be like Gladiator all over again, but it's gonna be worse because it's Marvel. My stomach's growling. Can you hear it? I hope not. Anyways, so y'all can look forward to that podcast episode when that movie is out. When does that come out? I heard somewhere that the trailer for that is going to play at the Super Bowl. I don't know if that's true or not, though. Fantastic Four. Oh my God, I was just looking it up and like one of the suggested things was Fantastic Beasts. That was a whole phase and on its own as well. Fantastic Four 20. Is that coming out this year? Okay. July 25th. What day of the week is that? Because I want to see like how that falls like podcast schedule wise. Friday, July 25th. So you guys, the episode that is going to be released on Sunday, July 27th, it's going to be me screaming about Pedro Pascal in Fantastic Four for the entire 47 minutes that it's going to be. So I do apologize in advance for that. It's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad. Anyways, with that, I think that's going to wrap it up for today, you guys. I am sorry for the complete stuttering mess that I was today. I think I had several strokes in the process of filming this episode, but thank you so much for joining me. Again, I'm going to need all the compliments I can possibly receive about my hair because I genuinely am obsessing over it, and I fear that this haircut has been missing from my life, my entire life. So that's that. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for dishing about Marvel with me. Tell me what your favorite Marvel movie is in the comments below if you are watching on YouTube. If you're listening on Apple Pod... Pete! He's messing with the tripod. Unacceptable. If you are listening on Apple Podcast... Pete! You are a menace to society. Thank you. Let's try that one more time. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts or whatever, text me and tell me what your favorite Marvel movie is. I want to hear. I think I have too many favorites to narrow it down. Pete, you need to... He's chewing the ring light. Stop it. Okay, I'm going to end this before the entire setup goes to shit. Thank you guys so much for watching. I love you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I will fangirl with you guys next week. Let me know what you're fangirling over. And I love ya. And good luck tomorrow. It's Monday. Okay, bye.